pride, Tories out and fight for our rights. The Socialist Party has had a great response bringing our socialist message to LGBTQ plus pride events. Nottingham, pride is political denies Tulia Kahnquo and Gary Freeman, East Midland Socialist Party. Lots of people were coming up to our Socialist Party campaign stall. They were signing our petitions on Tories out, building a mass movement for LGBTQ plus rights, defending the NHS from Tory cuts and privatization, and supporting the right to self-identification. Our message, that pride is political, resonated. Over 80 people agreed to be contacted with more information about the Socialist Party. Many said the event on the 29th of July felt like a safe space. But some also said that negative and derogatory comments by politicians and others would cancel out the positivity they felt on the day. That would bring them back to the reality of anxiety and fear they had from cuts to services and support. This class war means we must fight against all oppression with resilience, solidarity and a socialist message. We raised £110 for the Socialist Party. Around 25 pride goers bought a copy of The Socialist, and a similar number left buying our Socialist Party LGBTQ plus charter. We also told everyone about a special Socialist Party open meeting on these issues on the 7th of August. Liverpool, what we face then and now live and day, Liverpool Socialist Party. After the Socialist Party participated in Pride on the 29th of July, we hosted a public meeting on the 1st of August to discuss the issues that LGBTQ plus people face, and why we need a socialist alternative. Me and Dean Young from Liverpool Socialist Party introduced the discussion about the challenges LGBTQ plus people faced both past and present. The Stonewall Riots, Section 28, and the AIDS epidemic that was shamefully ignored for half a decade by US President Ronald Reagan, were all mentioned. The struggle for the liberation of LGBTQ plus people is linked to class struggle. As it was a public meeting, members of the public and other groups not yet in the Socialist Party also joined to converse about these issues. It was a productive meeting. Plymouth, Labour's awful U-turned Duncan Moore, Plymouth Socialist Party. The Socialist Party had intense conversations with many young people who signed our petition, supporting gender recognition reform, to allow trans and non-binary people to self-identify. This was one issue that differentiated us from the Labour Party, who have U-turned on this. The Socialist Party handed out hundreds of our leaflets, and sold the socialist paper too. We also advertised the Socialist Party public meeting on LGBTQ plus liberation,